You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Last Testament, in his own words, is the final book-length interview of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Conducted by veteran journalist Peter Zewald, the volume comes as close as anyone has a right to expect to an autobiography from the man who has remained hidden from the world in a renovated convent in the Vatican Gardens since resigning the See of Peter in 2013. Bloomsbury Publishing has brought out an English edition of the work, which was written in German based on the conversations between the two native German speakers. Both accurate and engaging, the translation captures the depth, poetry, and surprising playfulness of the Pope Emeritus. Dr. Jacob Phillips of St. Mary's University, Twickenham, London, and the Benedict XVI Center for the Study of Religion and Society at St. Mary's translated the work for Bloomsbury. Phillips spoke with me, Chris Altieri, about the project.
Well, it came about quite providentially, really, in that I had some connections with the publishers. I'd spoken to them before about doing some translations from German, and when they bought the rights to the book, my name was on their books, so I was very lucky. They knew that I was interested and could translate theological German. They also knew I was very interested in Benedict XVI and Joseph Ratzinger. They knew I was involved in a centre we're running at the university where I work, which is named after Benedict XVI. So I think on those grounds they thought I'd be a suitable choice.
You faced some significant challenges in doing the project, not the least of which was the time constraint under which you were operating. How did you manage that?
With great difficulty. So, I mean, I had just under 300 pages. I had about 5 weeks in which to do it. I also had various other things on the go as well, such as a book I was trying to write, which was also due at the publisher's, a different book, due to my other publisher. So I suppose I managed it really with a combination of panic, prayer, a very understanding wife, and lots of very long stints at the laptop as I started running out of time towards the end. I spent the last 2 or 3 days just grabbing a couple of hours sleep here and there and just working away all the way through the night. So I don't like working this way. And interestingly, Benedict XVI says himself in the book, he's someone who can't go without sleep and work all night. He's the kind of person who needs to sleep and to work in a very ordered an orderly fashion in order to think clearly. And I remember reading that and thinking, I'm exactly the same actually, but I just don't have any choice but to stay up all night and to work in this slightly chaotic fashion. But it was still a wonderful privilege, and I'm glad that I made it through to the end.
Well, apart from the time constraints, did the text present any challenges?
I had to be very, very careful at certain passages. I got things right. My worst fear was, of course, I mean, one worries about these things, severely misconstruing the Holy Father's words. There were some passages in which I was very, very careful, and I worked through things very, very slowly, and I sought the advice of a good friend of mine who's a native speaker. The obvious choices would be things like his discussion of what the English media call a gay cabal. That was something which was obviously quite sensitive and I wanted to get right and to capture his own delicacy and the own nuances of his own speech and the way he describes these things. And obviously the very difficult questions he's asked. I mean, he's asked relentlessly questions about his choice to resign. And my main concern was making sure not only that I captured the intention of what he was saying, but I captured the flavour of it. And the strength of this man's character just shines through so strongly. I think the biggest challenge for me was making sure that the person reading this in English could sense who this man was in the way that comes through in the German.
I don't want you to give away the store here, but a favourite passage?
Gosh, I have very many, actually. There are some moments of real profundity, and I think, for me, the favourite passage on that front is a point where the interviewer asks him why, in this age of modern science, in this age of telescopes and scientific technology, one can still believe in God when we know that heaven isn't in the sky and God is not there. And he answers this with such sort of a calm, well-natured brilliance, in which he explains why spatial categories are not suitable for understanding how we encounter God, and he describes some of the ways in which we do encounter God, and I think that would have to go down as just a really powerful passage for me.
Who is this book for? And if I could put a second prong on it, who do you think might be surprised to find himself or herself enjoying this book?
That's a very good question. In terms of who it's meant to be for, I don't know. I mean, I think certainly I would imagine Benedict XVI wanted to explain the story of the resignation when there's all kinds of crazy interpretations of it flying around, which seem to be completely inaccurate. I think more honestly one can say that this book is for anybody who's interested in a drama of history and a human life. I've given some of my complimentary copies to non-Catholics. I've given it to people who wouldn't dream of reading a book by the Pope, and I've said, you have to read this. But this is a man who went from being a policeman's son in deepest rural Bavaria to standing at the helm of the biggest institution God's earth has ever known. And simply for that reason, combined with the resignation, and that he's a man so thoughtful and so reflective, I mean that really, I do genuinely think this is a book for everyone.
Dr. Jacob Phillips of St. Mary's University, Twickenham, there speaking with me, Chris Altieri, about his translation of Last Testament in his own words, the final book-length interview of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI with veteran journalist Peter Zewald. Phillips was speaking with me on the sidelines of a day-long international conference exploring and celebrating the theological legacy of the Pope Emeritus, which took place on Tuesday, November 8, ahead of the official launch of Last Testament in the evening of that same day at St. Mary's. The conference featured papers from the renowned Anglican priest and 2013 Ratzinger Prize-winning theologian, Professor Richard Burridge, as well as from Dr. Mary McCaughey of the Priory Institute Dominican Center for Theological Studies, Dublin, Dr. Phillips, and myself with a small contribution as an external affiliate of the center. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.